What a day for Australia, and what a day for Sean Marsh bringing up his maiden Ashes century. You're listening to Cricket Unfiltered, the News Corp cricket podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Mensel. This is our Adelaide Ashes Day 2 report, and let's head straight to the Adelaide Oval to hear what our reporters have to say.
Thank you, Menes. We're here on day two at Adelaide after another interesting day of Test cricket. Unfortunately, the rain stopped things prematurely tonight, which was probably a bit of a godsend for England because Mitchell Starc was bowling 150 kilometres an hour and looking pretty menacing. But at the end of play, England's escaped 1 for 29. They're 413 behind, but just that glimmer of hope there that they can build something in the daytime hours tomorrow and make something of this test after a Sean Marsh 100 led Australia to a pretty commanding position and a declaration. Crash, it looked as though it could have been carnage tonight, but it didn't work out that way.
It did, Ben. I was sort of just where I was sitting there waiting for the wicket explosion, which never quite came. Maybe it would have come. And as quickly as the Australian bowlers bowled, I must say the Englishman handled them pretty darn well. Like, it didn't feel like 150 heat, you know. Tough day for England, but, you know, they'll be batting at beautiful conditions at 2 p.m. tomorrow. You know, there won't be as many people here, won't be as intimidating. So they've got a chance. And purely and simply, to save this game, they have to be batting at stumps tomorrow night. They have to have sort of even a 7-wicket day and to be, you know, 8 for 350 at stumps. You know, it gives them a fighting chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Crash, the highlight of the day from Australia's point of view was the performance of Sean Marsh. There's been few more maligned cricketers over recent years, and in some ways, deservedly so. He's had a lot of chances in the side, had a lot of injuries. But his selection for this series so far has proven a masterstroke because he's made some very tough runs at number six.
He has, and the selectors have done brilliantly, haven't they? Everything they've done. Tim Payne was a good selection. Cameron Bancroft, they've all been very, very good. It took them 2.5 hours to decide the team for the first two tests, but it was worth the sweat and toil. They've come up trumps. But Sean Marsh, yeah, look, he's an interesting player, isn't he? 8 test ducks in 25 tests is extraordinary. You know, he's such a nervous starter. I don't believe I've ever seen a batsman in the gap between the best of his test career today and the worst of it, an Indian series where he could barely hit the ball off the square, was more pronounced.
We're used to him being quite a quick scorer, but I suppose the highlight of his innings in Brisbane, where he played a second-hand role to Steve Smith, and again today, was the patience and letting balls go. From when he could have been out, potentially LBW on 29, to when he passed 50, it seemed to take an eternity, but in doing so, he really sucked the life out of England.
Yeah, it's beautiful description. Sucked the life out of England. Took the air out of the bubble, didn't he? He just sandpapered them into oblivion, didn't he? And it was a beautiful... In fact, I wish I'd have put that line in my story. I might go
it's
back
not
and refile. Remember where you read it second. But look, I'm not sure where it leaves him. You know, at age 34, his father played his last test on this very ground at age 33, a year younger than Sean is now. So, but, you know, if you keep scoring one runs, goodness me, the brittleness of Australian batting is such that he could play for another 2 years and be a Chris Rogers. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. And just touching on Tim Payne, his knock was also outstanding. I mean, even though the parameters for what Australia were looking for in a keeper seemed to change towards the end, and Trevor Holmes said they went with the best gloveman, the search started out being a hunt for a guy who could contribute runs at number seven. And that's what Payne did today. That's exactly what Australia wants from their keeper, someone who can spend time out there, knock out the odd 50. And what made his performance even more important was that he did it injured. I mean, he copped a couple of blows to the finger. The word out of the Australian camp at this stage is he's okay. Maybe we'll find out more after the match. But gutsy performance.
Oh, yeah, hugely gutsy. I mean, his batting was so brittle in recent years, he saw a psychologist to try and get over it, and he was changing his grip, and that terrible finger that's got about six pins in it and part of his hip, yeah. If you don't mind. I have my... It looked a real hammer blow. Like, I know the Australian public is saying... the Australian team is saying that he's 100% fine, but let's just wait, Ben, because... you know, these things can change quickly. I'll be stunned if there's not a little scan in there somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. He was in a lot of pain out in the field. So, England, when they resume on day three, huge task for Alistair Cook. You know, he's had a tough start to this tour. He's had mixed times here in Australia before. But he is a player who, with 11,000 test runs, who's a proven performer. It's really his day tomorrow if England are going to get out of this one.
Yeah, and when he goes big, he goes really big. So I think someone's got to score 150 or something like that and just be the man who the team bats around. They've got the guys. I mean, you know, they'll have a lovely sleep tonight and they'll get up in the morning and nothing is required of them before 2 p.m. tomorrow. So, you know, that's not a bad place to be in.
Yeah. So very interesting stuff. We thought this match might have been going heavily in one direction by stumps. It's not as far as we thought, and it's England with a bit of hope. Australia is still way on top. Thanks for joining us, and back to you, Manners. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Great stuff as always. And that's it for Cricket Unfiltered today. Remember to rate and review the show on whatever podcast app you listen to us on. And you can keep up with all the action at dailytelegraph.com.au, adelaidenow.com.au, or thecouriermail.com.au. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow.